Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Swemke. Some of the most important lessons of life come from unexpected places. Originally known as Handy Riders Incorporated, Horsepower has been providing equestrian lessons and therapies since 1985. Today they offer lessons and therapies year-round, and they celebrate the connection between horse and human at an upcoming fundraiser, Blue Jeans and Bling. That's March 22nd at 6 p.m. at Blue Haven Barn near Sioux Falls. Matt Glassroot is Executive Director of Horsepower, and he joins us in the Kirby Family Studio here in Sioux Falls. Matt, welcome. It's nice to meet you this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Tell us what Horsepower does today and how it's evolved since 1985.
Well, first and foremost, I think we bring a lot of smiles to people's faces. our purpose, of course, is just to provide a therapeutic-based program activity for people with disabilities. And that can be, you know, any age. Our youngest right now, I believe, is 3. Our oldest is 86-ish. Mm. And any level of disability. They might be on the spectrum, referring to autism spectrum, or they may have a severe brain injury. They may be struggling with epilepsy, something of that nature. And then it's... the smiles it brings to our volunteers and staff. You know, we get people to come out there as volunteers. Maybe they want to be around horses a little bit, get that fix. But then they get involved with these relationships that are just amazing. And that brings them back and can be life-changing for them as well.
Yeah. Where is Horsepower located within the Sioux Falls area here?
We are straight out on 41st Street, about a quarter mile past Wildwater West,
okay.
Highway 17 there.
Who were the original families that wanted to bring equine therapy to the region?
Well, there's the Grigsby family, was the main location there out of Hartford. And it really started literally in their backyard. And they wanted to provide just an opportunity that wasn't available at that time. And it was there for nearly, I don't know, over 20 years. If my math in my head right now is working right, probably not on Friday. But and then got to a point where, you know, it was growing and they were ready to have it move on to bigger pastures, literally. And so then we drifted south to the location we're at now. And that's when things started taking off.
There's so many questions I have, but before we go any further, let's talk about Blue Jeans and Bling, because it's an important event coming up on March 22nd. What can you tell us about it?
It's a blast. You know, it's a banquet. We're getting together. We're having dinner. We've got incredible band playing, Good Roads Band. Mm-hmm. This is their second year for this event, and it's the second year that Good Roads has been kind enough to play for our benefit, and they're just a riot. I mean, they're local. They get to know us. They interact with the crowd. It's an absolute blast. We'll be having a silent auction, and it's a great time to come out, learn a little bit more about our program, get to interact with those behind the scenes, whether it's our staff, whether it's our volunteers, whether it's the families of our riders, and then, of course, just getting to meet new people that come out to check out the entertainment and so forth.
Yeah. Explain the therapy work that Horsepower does. You mentioned it's pretty much for any age. And also, we were talking before we went on the air, just the connection between human and horse. You know, my comment was, you know, people say dog is a man's best friend. But if you've been around a horse, there's a connection that's really, maybe it's hard to explain, but there's such a vibe that exists.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and quite honestly, dogs are man's best friend because they fit in the house. Otherwise, it'd be a horse. There's a loyalty there. There's an understanding from a horse that is really tough to match. And I'm all for, you know, animals of any kind can be therapeutic to people. Calming, just giving them that presence, giving them that feeling of interaction, of companionship, of relationship, all those things. But when you then put it with a 1,000-pound animal... and that in itself becomes therapeutic. It's calming, it's relaxing, and then it enables the rider to do things that they may not always be able to do because their minds are so occupied, whether they're aware of it or not, with their surroundings. And so they might just be tense because they know this is going to hurt or what have you. Mm-hmm. Now they're focusing on the fact that there's large animals either in front of them or they're on top of this large animal. And it just shifts that mindset. We've had situations too where we've got one of our largest horse, brought him in the arena to meet a potential rider, and he walked over to him, and the gentleman was sitting on our mounting blocks, and this nearly 1,200 pound animal walked up and just rested his forehead against the gentleman's. And they've got this just awareness, and you know, the horse's name is Diesel. He'd never do that for me, because he senses what my connections, what my needs are, and it's not that. But to witness something like that is just, it's just amazing. And,
yeah,
and we get that, you know, what people come through our doors, and it's transforming. It's transforming in that they are able to just enjoy an activity. They're able to take control of a situation. A lot of times they have to rely on somebody for everything. And they get up there, and all of a sudden they're in control. And not only are they in control, but a very large animal in that. So there's that sense of freedom and independence. And then everything we're doing, especially with our therapeutic riding, it's all about working the muscles, stretching, working the core, following instructions, completing tasks, reaching for things, just using that body as much as we possibly can. And then on our hippotherapy side, that's actually done by an occupational therapist. And so she is literally going through general, I should say typical, challenges that she would do if she was in a clinic or somewhere like that. Except for now it's on the back of a horse. And so she's utilizing the movement of the horse, maybe the width of the horse. You might see the rider riding backwards, sideways, and the whole time she's doing different muscle movement activities with the rider. And it's just, it's amazing. And that movement of the horse is not only causing the body to flex and work unconsciously, but it's also calming that person as well. So you can get some movement that normally you can't get.
Tell me about the training, both the training of the horse and then, of course, the training of the person who is working with the client with the horse as well.
Well, the crazy thing, and I think it's crazy because there isn't really a training per se to, for the horses.
Okay.
What we really need is a good-hearted horse, and we need them to be able to adapt. What we ask of the horse is very unnatural. You know, we may have a rider that might strike out in some way. They might throw their head back, and they've got helmets on, and so their head hits their rump. And typically a horse would want to bolt to that because it's flight or flight, fight or flight. and we can't have that. And so what we need is, even if maybe at first they're a little bit, that makes them anxious, or having a hula hoop around their neck gets them jittery, we need them to overcome that and accept that as it's okay, it's safe. And so that's what we look for, is the adaptability of the horse and then the general nature.
So a horse can actually control a situation so it doesn't, you know, become dangerous.
Right, absolutely. And then from the personnel-wise, you know, of course, occupational therapist, they need to bring, or it can also be a physical therapist, they need to bring that background, that mastery of their craft. And then in that, an understanding of the horse that they're dealing with, of course, an appreciation for the fact that horses are still independent thinkers in some ways, and, and just a love of the horse and the person relationship.
What about people that can't ride a horse? Are there still opportunities for them to make that connection and get the same kind of therapy that a person would if they were atop the horse?
Yeah, you bet. We have a Groundworks program, and there are a number of people, whether, you know, from a, it might be a medical issue where it's just, it might cause too much additional impact on their situation, or some people just don't want to be up on a 1,000-pound animal. We do have a Groundworks program, and that allows the participant to interact with the animal. We bring them in, they groom them, you know, do as much as they can, working those arm muscles, working dexterity, that sort of thing. And then they just, it's about engaging with that animal. We'll have them draw on them with finger paint or sidewalk chalk, or sometimes they'll wrap up the horse with toilet paper, or just engaging them as much as they can, and then, of course, doing those activities and working the arm strength. And
What about the different breeds and ages of horses? Are there breeds or maybe ages that don't really adapt, as you said earlier, or can you work with pretty much any horse?
We have just about everything out there. There are a couple of breeds that maybe are wired a little bit more, I guess, aggressively. I don't mean that in a negative way, but just they want to get up and go. And so they might have a little bit more difficult time settling down, that kind of thing. But you know, we have everything out there from quarter horses to, we've got a Norwegian Fjord. That's just amazing.
Hmm.
It is more about that. It's like people, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, what your background is. As long as you've got compassion and you know, can adapt to things. And that's what we need out of them. Age wise, generally it's better if they've experienced a little life. So, you know, a 10-year-old or older has just been through the rings. They're creatures of habit too. So they mm-hmm. start to adapt to things. Younger ones are just still a little too, unsure of everything. So,
mm-hmm.
But we've got a 8-year-old right now and he works out great. He's been out there for, I think, about 2 years. And so again, it's just the personality. You got to take each horse as an individual, and some work, so some don't.
Matt Glassroot is our guest. He's executive director of Horsepower here in Sioux Falls. And one of the questions I had, Matt, is about volunteering. Can somebody like myself come in off the street and volunteer at Horsepower?
Absolutely. We love you for it. We got a number of things to volunteer, whether it's just helping us keep the place going. You know, there's always sweeping to be done, or stalls, of course, to be cleaned. And then the biggest thing, of course, is in the arena itself. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have any horse experience. We'll take you through what we need from you. We only put you in a situation that you're comfortable with.
Right.
And we've had people come in and with no horse experience, they get comfortable with their sidewalking role. We've got two main roles, and helping the rider and so forth. And then over time, they say, oh, hey, I wouldn't mind leading a horse. And so they can give that a shot too. But yeah, if you go out to our website or give us a call, stop out, whatever, we'll get you rolling. We love our volunteers.
As you came in this morning, one of the questions I had before we went on the air is, how is Horsepower and the animals reacting to this winter we're having?
The horses are doing very well, but it has taken a toll. It's probably taken the toll on the staff more than the horses, just making sure that they are able to do well.
Mm-hmm.
They've been burning through hay like they're in overdrive. Just, you know, with the crazy weather, the cold temperatures, keeping those waters thawed out and everything else. I've got an amazing group out there, Jamie, Shelley, Tammy, and then some just phenomenal volunteers that take care of our animals like they're their own. And that gets us through.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
I don't want to put you on, we've got about 2 minutes left, and mm-hmm. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I wanted to ask you if maybe you could share just like a single testimonial about how somebody has just been totally transformed by Horsepower and the equine therapy.
One of the first ones that comes to mind for me is a little guy. I call him a little, but he's 5 years old. And I had just been around Horsepower for a couple months at that time, and I was getting an opportunity to talk to this young boy's dad, and they're from out of town. They drive in every week, and we're just chatting. I'm getting to know him a little bit, and he's a big dude. And all of a sudden, you hear this, "Look at me, Daddy!" And he's walking around with Tammy, our occupational therapist, and they're walking around captain the horse, and he's carrying his bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the grooming supplies and everything. And right away, his dad's big fella starts tearing up. And he says he has never been able to do something like it before. And he's in all kinds of other activities and stuff just to work with his challenges. And it was just this, he'd been in the program at that time about 4 months. And just how much it strengthened him through his relaxation, everything else, working with Tammy. And here now he's able to carry his own bucket around. And just that accomplishment and what the impact it had on his dad was,
yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah. HorsepowerSF.com, is that right? The
correct
website. Go there for more information on Blue Jeans and Bling on March 22nd. Matt Glassroot, Executive Director of Horsepower, we're out of time, but I certainly want to thank you for coming
in
today.
Thank you, Steve. Really appreciate you having me.
You're welcome.